This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 255 for Friday, February 5th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkinson. The ICE Futures canola market was mixed Friday morning, retreating from earlier gains in the front months as profit-taking came forward to weigh on values. Canola is down $4 to up over $17. The nearby March contract down $4.30 at $691.20 per ton. New crop November, it's up $4.70 at $565.80 per ton. Canadian canola supplies as of December 31st came in at 12.1 million tons, according to a report from Statistics Canada this morning. That was down by 23% on the year, and also below the five-year average of 14.4 million tons. Those stocks were only slightly below average trade estimates, but were seen as confirming the need to ration demand going forward, especially as exports continue to run well ahead of the year-ago pace. Canada has exported 6.2 million tons of canola through the first half of the crop year, according to the latest numbers from the Canadian Grain Commission. That's up by 1.6 million tons from the same time last year. Gains in Chicago soybeans were also a bit supportive today, but soy oil is weaker in early trade. The Canadian dollar is also firmer, contributing to those losses in the front months. Soybeans are steady to higher, starting to back away from earlier highs. The March contract unchanged at 1372.5. A number of key soybean growing states in Brazil have received a fair bit of rain in recent days, with more moisture in the forecast. That precipitation is causing harvest delays, and that could keep export interest focused on the U.S. for the time being. The USDA releases its latest supply-demand estimates next Tuesday, and pre-report positioning should account for some of today's activity, with the general expectations for a tighter U.S. soybean stocks estimate compared to the last projection. Corn, it's a bit softer, down 4 cents in March at 546 per bushel. U.S. corn stocks are also expected to tighten in next week's report as export demand continues to cut into domestic supplies. The USDA reported a flash sale of 101,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations this morning. Wheat futures are a bit firmer today. Minneapolis spring wheat up 4 cents in the March contract at 625 per bushel. Kansas City also up 4 cents at 622 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 3 cents in the March contract at 640 per bushel. Canadian wheat stocks at the end of December came in at 24.8 million tons. That was down by 4% from the same time last year, but slightly above the five-year average. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, February 5th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkinson.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.